Hi, I am Leia, live from New Orleans, or Nolens, as they call it. Well, NOLA, they call it all kinds of things.
That's so fun. It's like how people call me Daisy.
That's right, Daisy, or Edith Lee. Well, and we're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
A coffee trick and refresh an area of your house or workspace.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Yes, we will, creating a more beautiful life.
And of course, we will have our chit chat challenge of the week. In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. And Leah, I'm always happy for a coffee tip or trick.
Okay, well, this one's a bit weird, and probably a lot of you know it. I have been, off and on with my black coffee drinking over the years, but lately I've gone sweet again. Well, actually, lately I've gone black again. Let's say this, except in New Orleans right now, I'm drinking café au lait with my beignets, which I'm eating for midnight snacks and in the morning. And so, actually, I'm not drinking black just at the moment. But on days when I'm not celebrating, I have become a black coffee drinker. And Edie, I find it a little bit bitter, and I know a lot of people really relish that bitter flavor, but I don't necessarily. So somebody gave me a tip not long ago that if you put a little bit of Himalayan sea salt in your coffee, it won't be as bitter.
Oh, and
It works. It works. It still
okay.
maintains the wonderful flavor. Yet there's, I don't know, like I don't know how to describe it. Like I said, like Don, for example, he drinks IPAs. He likes everything bitter, right? And maybe true coffee aficionados too want their coffee really bitter. But I find it just cuts the edge a little bit and makes a black coffee more enjoyable for me. What more is there to say about that? I don't know.
I know what I was gonna ask, Leia. How much of the salt do you add?
Just like I have one of those salt grinder things, so just like a one grind.
Okay. All
But
right. That
the thing is, I don't even know why I'm talking about this because I had thought about this tip before we got to New Orleans, and I had been past tense trying to eat and drink fewer sweet things, but Edie, my diet for the last we've been in New Orleans for 3 days now, has consisted solely of daiquiris. Like you can walk around on the street here with daiquiris. You
Really?
can buy them. You can just buy it and like walk out and get on a bus, or you can buy them at gas stations. Fill up your tank and get a daiquiri. It's crazy. But also they have these like fried chicken. Okay, here's a tip. Like this is crazy. This is nuts. You can't do this too often. But they have these places around town. I found a favorite today called Voodoo Fried Chicken and Daiquiris. It's better than Willie's. But at both of these places, it's like there's about 10 different machines that look like Slurpee machines, right? And you go in and you tell them what you want. And when you go to like Baskin and Robbins and you say like, oh, I don't know, do I want the cookie dough? Do I want the mint chocolate chip? And they give you a little spoon. Well, I go in there and I say, I'm not sure. I kind of want it tangy. I want it quite sweet. And they're like, oh, here, why don't you try these two things? And then they go to each of the machines and go, right? And they pour a little bit into a cup of the two and mix it together. And I try like three different combos before I even get my daiquiri.
Goodness.
So today, my daiquiri consisted of, what was it? It was black raspberry and lemonade. Really good. And then we had two pieces of fried chicken that come with biscuits and fries, but Don wasn't really hungry, so I had all of that too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I did the same thing yesterday twice. So, yeah.
Well, I see this as a limited thing because I don't think this exists in Canada. Am I right?
No, it does not. I don't think it exists anywhere else on the planet. It's a little bit, it's something. I don't know how people control themselves here. But anyway, we're having fun listening to the blues and jazz and eating, and eating a lot of really good New Orleans food too. Lots of good Cajun and Creole food, in addition to my new fixation with fried chicken, which is going to end tonight. Like, it's over now. It's done. We're
Okay.
hitting the road. I know I'm talking a lot about more than just coffee and salt at the moment, but tomorrow we hit the road and we're booting it back to Canada. Like, we've had our southern road trip. We've picked up our car from our dear friend Kim and Kyle's place, and now we're just like we're driving straight back to Vancouver to see our Charlotte and to get settled into our new place on Vancouver Island. So it's just one big long road trip, and I'm going to be eating well and drinking black coffee and eating string cheese and grapes and stuff from the cooler.
Oh,
Okay.
that sounds sad.
Well, it needs to be sad because the indulgences have been very intense in the last few weeks. Let's say that.
String cheese and grapes from the cooler.
Oh, 80 the pants. My pants are not fitting. I'm having to wear track pants and pajamas every day. So So anyway, yes, having a beautiful life. That's our podcast, and I'm kind of having a pretty beautiful and calorie-filled life right now. But your tip is about what? Oh, your house. Refreshing.
Well, this is my tip every March, Leah.
Okay.
But I've expanded it from my house into my classroom.
Okay.
So I'm a reading specialist, as you know, and I have a lot of books in my room. And
Nice.
I'm like, why do I keep all these books that no one is even looking at? So I got, I don't know, like maybe packed up two or three boxes just full of books. And those are, gone. I had to go and get like a dolly, a trolley thing to like put everything on. I noticed, I'm like, oh, why do I hate this lamp? And I looked at it. It's because the lampshade was stained and ripped.
Yeah, gross.
What? It's been that way for forever.
You don't need that.
So anyway, I also moved a lot of things around in my classroom. I had lots of pictures, Leah, of cats reading books,
Those are
as one is wont to do. And I just put them all in the same bulletin board.
Oh, okay. You condensed or crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
And so I did that. And then at home, I freshened up my sunroom with a good sweep and I watered all the plants. I wiped down the shelves. I like washed their little dishes. And
good.
I just find it really mood enhancing. The rest of my house is trashed, Leia, but if I want to feel good, I can just come stand in the sunroom or go to work.
One room at a time, baby, right?
Yep, one room at a time.
Okay, that's another good tip. I like it. Okay, well, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for campfire chat,
Yes,
Leah.
it is. Yes, campfire chat. Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about how we can make our lives a little bit more beautiful from the inside, from the outside, every which way.
Yes, any which way.
Okay. So, are these things do you think we have to be doing already, or can they be aspirational?
Well, I don't really think it matters. We can do both or neither or create a new category.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just have a go then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, these days, as I mentioned, I've been on the road with Dawn, and so it's been a little bit, it's been wonderful, and very renewing for us. And my, as you know, my word of the year is reinvention. And we lost our daughter Emily a few months ago, so of course that's been very sad and challenging. And we've been looking for ways to find joy and realizing that there can be beauty in sorrow, and at the same time you can hold more than one emotion at once. So you can be both sad and joyful. And so one of the things, or two of the things that we have been doing in the last little bit is we've been taking some trips, and that's really, really enhanced the quality of our lives. And the first thing we did, and I think I talked about this a little while ago, is we ended up in Mexico. We got a really cheap flight. I don't know that I told this on the podcast. Like we booked it the day before, and then like at 4 in the afternoon or something, and we were on a plane at 6 a.m. the next morning. And we only had winter clothes because we came back from Beijing really, really fast to be with our daughter Charlotte. And so we had to run to Value Village to the thrift store, buy a bunch of summer stuff, and like we got on the plane and we spent a beautiful week in Mazatlan, Mexico, on the ocean in the sun. And boy, did that make our life more beautiful. It was just a fresh start. And as you know, it just rains a heck of a lot in Vancouver, so it was beautiful to do that. So love that. And then we flew down just a week and a half ago or so to Nashville, Tennessee. And our friends have been keeping our car for us here, so we had a beautiful visit with them that made our life so much more beautiful. And then we decided to make it into a road trip. So we've been to Nashville, Memphis, and now New Orleans. And boy, we've been doing the music scene. I think I posted last week on the Chit Chat Coop, me dancing a little bit in Memphis.
Yeah.
So drinking good food, drinking good food. Uh-oh, see, this is where I'm at, Edie.
Yeah, I
Drinking
see you.
good food. My life has become more beautiful because of daiquiris. I
Yeah.
didn't know I liked them so much. It's scary. But like we said, that part of the beauty ends tonight. We're done. So other things for me that are making my life more beautiful, certainly spending time with quality time with friends and family. One of the big blessings of being back has been spending time with my sister. We've gotten lots of time together because she's coming up from Seattle to Vancouver to see me and us to see her. My brother, I've seen a few times, which has been wonderful, and his lovely Jasmine, my sister-in-law. My daddy's just up the road. So that's just been really joyful for me. That's just, just realizing the beauty of being with people you love. And I would also say another way that things are becoming more beautiful, and this is really interesting because this isn't so much me as it is my Donnie. I've started to call him Donnie these days. This is a new reinvention, but he's just talking to everybody now, Edie. He just like stops and chats with strangers on the street, and people are really into him. That he started wearing a bandana.
What is happening? Like, is he wearing it like how?
Like a I don't know, like he's a Harley rider.
With like the flap over the top of his head, or like Bruce Springsteen born in the USA?
Bruce. Well, no, like it goes all the way over his scalp.
Okay, then that is not Bruce.
Okay, that's not Bruce. Sorry. You see,
That is not Bruce.
I'm becoming much more musical. I have to say, my life is becoming more beautiful because I'm really getting into music on this trip. I am so enjoying live music. I was thinking I would have to knit or do crosswords or something while I'm in these bars or on the street, but I can't do that, and I don't want to. I'm really like in the moment, and I'm finding that Don is too, and like he'll just stop and chat with people and just ask him questions, like when we're on the bus or we're just in the restaurant, and the people serving you here, they're just like so like sweetie and buttercup and honey. And then the lady yesterday at the little Frankie and Johnny's down the street, this little neighborhood place where we've been having our gumbo and po' boys, she's just like she just like kissed me on the lips and gave me a big hug. Like people are so friendly.
I
So
don't think I would like that.
well I'm loving the lip thing was a bit much, but I will say that it's really beautiful to be in the presence of, like, I would say the majority of people are just really open to giving a big smile, to chatting, and because Don has opened up and he's chatting too, like we're having all these really great conversations with people, and I'm really loving that. So yeah, so that's kind of what's happening with me these days, and so it's kind of not. I'm excited to create a more beautiful life when we move to Vancouver Island in April, and you know I've got a house and I can start a garden and do all that, but that's all on hold for a little bit. So right now this is kind of on the road creating my beautiful life just at this second. So that's me. What about you?
I'm creating a beautiful life. Since the beginning of 2024, I've been having bi-weekly writing dates with my friend Lita, and
Yes.
we meet every other Saturday at a different coffee shop. First thing Saturday mornings, we're both early birds, and we both are very dedicated to helping each other finish our books this year. We met at a writing conference at UW-Madison, I think the year Lulu was born, and she's going to be 14 on Friday.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. And you guys aren't meeting to write.
No, we're not reading to write. We get each other our pages before we meet, and we just discuss the book.
That's awesome.
And or maybe we might work, like on dialogue or something. And that's what we do. And it's keeping both of us really focused on our books. And I'm on my second write through, and I'm almost like Carrie's almost done with the first, October blizzard.
And so will she end in the spring, in the summer? What's
I feel like I don't feel like the winter will go through May. So
For those of
that's my
you
timeline.
So for those of you who don't know, Edie is a Laura Ingalls Wilder fanatic. And so she's, well, will you tell us what you're doing with
Oh, I'm just rewriting the Long Winter from Carrie's perspective, because I found out so many interesting things about Carrie. One being that in Desmet, where the Ingalls like finally stopped, where Ma's like, hell no, I'm not moving. She was a typesetter at the newspaper, and then she homesteaded her own property, and she ended up in Keystone, I think that's South Dakota.
That'll
Nor yeah, I think so.
I may be there in a day or two,
And
but
she was a reporter.
get out.
Yeah, she had a much more interesting life actually than Laura, who just lived in poverty and raised chickens.
Needed to write to do something, right? But she was older when she started writing, yeah.
Laura?
Laura, yeah.
Yeah, she was in her 50s.
Right.
But back to Carrie. So Carrie also got married in her 40s and had two stepchildren, like older stepchildren that she looked after.
Oh, isn't that something? That's really. So I'm going to jump in here, Edie, and I'm going to say something only because we're going to make this episode a little shorter today because I have a therapy session online in 5 minutes. So let's just like, and I know I've talked a lot, so
Let's do a lightning round.
a lightning round. Okay. So my life is going to be more beautiful by just not giving a damn what other people think. What about you? Give me another one.
Creating a beautiful house. I am recommending the book The Creative Cottage by Steve Gross and Susan Daly. This book really inspired me to just put like whatever together that you like. It doesn't have to be from the same time period. Make it interesting.
Love it. Love it. Okay. All right. Let me see. More beautiful. Well, you know, I haven't been exercising on this trip much, but I've been into the pool and the Aquafit, so I'm going to carry on with that. And so that just feels beautiful and it will make me more, you know, svelte and strong. I want to be strong. That strong is beautiful.
Shout out to Trader Joe's, the place we all love to go and don't know quite why. I
I love
noticed
that.
that when you first walk in, there's all the bouquets of flowers and whatnot, but there's also little darling mini bouquets that you can purchase, I think for $3.99, and they're so cute. I purchased a couple of them and just put them in like pottery mugs and jars that I have around the house, and I love them.
Lovely. Well, speaking of Trader Joe's and beautiful, that's been our road trip too. Like our road trip food has come from Trader Joe's, and that's made me super happy. Like just like healthy, good, yummy food. I mean, it's sort of snacky stuff still, but oh, and I had the best grapes I've ever had in my life from Trader Joe's this week,
Oh,
autumn and mint.
yeah.
And so yeah, Trader Joe's, I'm into it. We don't have them in Canada, so I'm enjoying it while I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing that I'm doing to create a more beautiful life is I'm planning a new flower bed.
Love.
My dad came up with this idea because I just am all about the zinnias, and
Yeah.
we're gonna put in a new flower bed, and it's gonna be all zinnias, and it's gonna be closer to the sidewalk so that all the walkers can enjoy it as well.
Well done, you. That's so good.
Yeah, that'll be really pretty.
Okay. Well, my aspirational, more beautiful life things are to do with my new life on the island and creating community there. We're going to start going to the Unitarian Meeting House there. I think that's where we're going to start a strong community. We've already signed up for the Vancouver Island Folk Festival. Dawn's going to volunteer. We're going to go see the Cowboy Junkies. Lots more music in my life. You'll be so proud of me. And yeah, I just want to embrace other women in this new town. And maybe it's finally time to start my new book club that I've, been threatening
Yeah.
all these years.
Do it. Do
Yes.
it.
Yes. What about your aspirations?
As I say this, visiting more friends who live out of town, and rather than just saying like, "Oh yeah, I'll come visit," and like never do and never have any intention of doing it. Maybe putting these down on the calendar. But then as I say that, Leia, I just feel like this is not a season of life for me to be like running around visiting friends because I have two, possibly three teens, at home in the summer,
Yeah.
and I can't, I need to be home.
Okay. So, well, aspirations can be a few years in the future.
Okay, that's down the road then.
Okay. All right. Well, I hate to say it, but I think it's time to go. I think,
Okay.
yeah. So, what's the challenge for this week?
Think about what is beautiful in your life, share it on the Chit Chat Coop, maybe try some of the ideas that we suggested.
That others will suggest on the coop. If you haven't joined the coop yet, please do. It's called the Chit Chat Coop, and it's on Facebook. So if you're a listener, we've been getting lots and lots of new listeners, or rather, lots of listeners lately have been joining the coop, which is really, really cool. We love to see that. And feel free to post your own comments there as well. Respond to comments and questions. We love to see that.
I would like to see people like post decorating books that have inspired them.
Okay, well, why don't you put that as sort of a headliner there? If whatever you
Oh.
put on Facebook, and maybe people will respond. We have
What?
like Susan Jenkins, who's a loyal listener to the pod. I love Susan. She put something on last week about using Pond's as a
Yeah.
right to clean your face, to take your makeup off. I had no idea how to do that. I've heard this my whole life. I had no idea how to do it. There's been this big ongoing conversation about it, and I have loved that. So yeah, keep asking questions or sharing your expertise.
What's hilarious is I had the same questions, Leia, and all you do is put it on your face and then you wipe it off with a warm washcloth. Like,
Right?
duh.
How easy is that? I love it. I'm gonna do it. As soon as I can get my hands on some ponds, I'm there. Okay, so meantime, that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Insta. Leia, you're doing a great job over there. Check out Leia's blogs, my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, okay. Yes, okay. And we'd love a review on iTunes or wherever else you listen.
Thanks, Leia, for making this all happen.
Okay, and I think we've got your voice back. We hope this is a good podcast and the technology works. Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. Cluck, cluck.
Okay, bye-bye.